knew, didn't you? We just about then closed the file on the Delp killing.
Yes, you told me. It's just as well there's no statute of limitations on murder.
And today that train can be seen in its place in the Black Museum.
Department of the London Police, we bring you the dramatic stories of the crimes recorded by the objects in Scotland Yard's Gallery of Death, the Black Museum.
If I may.
Yes, of course.
going to seek out? Midnight?
Any time after I've gone to bed. Usually, around now.
They waited. Nothing. Think he'll come tonight, miss?
Run!
Run, Joan, out into the black hallway down front. Stay at us. Run!
There's your scream. Now, see here, miss. You're going straight to hospital, and I'm going straight to the inspector. I don't like the looks of this, not a bit.
Well, who would like the looks of it? Sick if you didn't believe in ghosts, and of course, Inspector Hall didn't believe in ghosts. Standing beside Joan in her room at the hospital, he was quite explicit.
It's a mighty corporeal ghost, miss.
How do you know, Inspector?
Your twisted ankle. That was no accident. A stair tread was sawn through. I understand ghosts have difficulty with cross-cut saws. Miss Tomlinson, do you have any next of kin? That is, anyone who might benefit if anything happened to you?
Only some second cousins. I haven't seen them in years.
Do you live in London?
Oh, I know. There was Larry Telk. He was in Manchester. I had a note after Father died. And Jerry Hennessy, he lives in Norwich. Yes, I think. And yes, of course, Ruth Carstairs. Father spoke of her. She's a school teacher, the oldest, a school in Bristol. But that's impossible, Inspector. None of them
would want you out of the way.
No, of course not.
I see. Then, how do you account for this something, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. There it is.
But where is it?
In the cellar of your house, under some umbrella bags, right near the furnace, Miss Tomlinson. The furnace with its tin ducts to the registers in the room above. Many a youngster used these echoing ducts to imitate a ghost or to overhear what was going on in another room. As I said before, Miss Tomlinson, this is a mighty corporeal ghost. He saw through stairs. He uses hot air ducts to amplify his voice. And he carries his own sound effects. I don't like this any more than Sergeant Preston does, miss. I don't like it at all.
And today, that same chain can be seen in the Black Museum.
That's all.
A night train to Norwich. Another police.
Inspector?
All we have on the Hennessy case.
Tell me about it, Wilson.
Hit and run, driver. I checked the scene myself. Hennessy was hit on the sidewalk. Looked as if some drunk had driven right up on the walk and crushed the man against the building wall.
And so a pattern emerges. Two men die, quite unexpectedly, but in this case, no clues, no indications that there was purpose or motive, except that a third man died quite naturally in London, and his daughter was the victim of deliberate fright, and all those involved were related to each other. Whence a pattern emerges. It's continued in Bristol.
All right, Appleby. What have you on the Carstairs woman?
A school teacher. I believe she was...
Retired, quiet, the usual, until she took some headache remedy the night of July the 12th. Unfortunately for her, someone had put strychnine in the bottle.
I know that kind of death. Nasty. Anything else?
Some prints on the bottle. Not hers. She smudged them with her own when she took the bottle out of the medicine cabinet. Her landlady said she had a visitor the day before, but she usually did. Former students, all that sort of thing.
Mind if I go over and see that landlady?
No, not at all. The name is Ross. Help yourself. Quite a talker, that woman.
It was a semi-detached villa with a vacancy sign on the door. Mrs. Ross was indeed quite a talker. Inspector Hall let her talk.
Well, at least 15 years. Oh, a wonderful woman, Inspector, sir. So many of our students come to see her, even after she retired. The kind of teacher you don't find nowadays.
I know exactly what you mean, ma'am.
And she was so happy that day, what with her cousin being here the day before and all.
Her cousin, Mrs. Ross?
Yes, I remember it clearly. She called. She was going out for a bit of cake for tea, now that her cousin, Michael Stroud, had come to see her.
A new name. Another cousin. One Michael Stroud. Carefully now, Inspector. Carefully.
You don't happen to know where he was from now, do you, ma'am?
Oh, from London. I have the address. Found an envelope in the waste paper basket while I was clearing out the poor thing's room.
Didn't tell this to the police?
No, sir. They were so busy with their bustle and dusting everything for fingerprints, they said.
Yes, 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 of course. Now, Mrs. Ross, may I have that address, please? That is, if you still have it.
A teletype message travels much faster than a train from Bristol to London. By the time the inspector reached his office, Sergeant Preston was waiting with the answer.
We've been there, sir. Michael Stroud had a flat at the address, but he's moved and left no forwarding address.
Oh, when did he move out?
July 13th, sir. The day after the Carstairs woman died.
When Macquarie is escaping, what do you do? Well, the least you can do is close some of the gaps in the situation, try to develop motive and opportunity. The inspector permitted Joan Tomlinson to leave the hospital and to proceed in his company to the office of the solicitor.
Now, sit down, Joan. And to Inspector.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you.
I gather something is amiss.
Mr. Thomas, we have reason to believe that three people have died because of Miss Tomlinson's inheritance, and that her own life is in danger.
Well, that's unbelievable, sir.
It usually is. However, the three who are dead are all second cousins of Miss Tomlinson, her next of kin. What we are here to find out is, does the will under which she inherits her property state to whom that property devolves in the event of her death?
Not exactly. That is, if she dies intestate, the property under the law would pass to her next of kin, in equal shares, of course.
Mr. Thomas, with all her second cousins dead, a third cousin will be next in line, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, I know of no such relative, sir.
Unfortunately, sir, we do. His name is Michael Stroud. His whereabouts at present are unknown.
Motive, present. Very definitely present. Opportunity, obvious. And seized at least three times. In Manchester, Norwich, and Bristol. As to the next move, the inspector outlined a plan, briefly.
Miss Tomlinson, do you still believe in ghosts?
Not anymore.
Very well. Would you be afraid to stay in your house alone?
I see. I'm to be the bit of cheese in the trap.
correct, Inspector?
Absolutely correct.
Very well. When do we begin?
Well, I began that night. Joan left the hospital, returned to her house. To the memories. To the now silent ducts. To the still chiming clock. First night was uneventful. Others followed. Bit by bit, Joan slipped back into her normal everyday routine. A girl in her home with a servant during the day, alone at night. The ghost. The three deaths in three cities. The inspector began to take on aspects of a dream. Reality was coming home after leaving the city, going upstairs, listening to the little clock. Preparing to sleep, indulging a little habit of talking to herself.
There's nothing to worry about. Really nothing. He's gone away. Out of the country, maybe. Oh, forget Michael Stroud, Journey. Forget the whole thing. What's this?
How are you, Joan? Feeling well and safe?
Get out. Get out.
That won't work, Jenny. You know I'm your cousin, Michael. Come to call.
I never saw you before.
In my life? I know, dear. And now that you have seen me, what else is there to live for?
You couldn't get away with it.
Oh, yes, I could. I can. I will. You'll be a lovely suicide, dear. Carbon monoxide from the register from the furnace. Or maybe, yes, maybe they'll call it accidental death.
Inspector, I'll find you.
Oh?
You know the way you are.
I doubt it. He wasn't around to seize me tonight, was he? And I'm very good at hiding. More. They never tie me to Cousin Larry or Cousin Jerry or Cousin...
No, they have. Got a fingerprint.
Ah, there now. That's their worry, not mine. Now sit down. In that chair.
I will.
Sit down. I have it planned perfectly, Joan. You'll sit down. I'll tie you in that chair, shut the windows, the door, turn on the heat. You'll be gagged, too. I forgot to mention that. You'll die.
No.
I'll come back, put you on the bed.
No! No! You can't make me!
I said sit down and shut up!
Take him in charge, Sergeant. We have enough. Let's go in the bed, Sergeant.
Look out!
Yes, sir! Thank you, sir. Forgetting he's gone away, sir.
Nicely handled, Sergeant. You all right, Miss Thompson?
Yes, I think so. He is a very corporeal ghost. Isn't he, Inspector?
Definitely. And I believe his corporeal fingerprints will match those in the handle of a very corporeal knife in Manchester, a steering wheel in Norwich, a bottle in Bristol, and a certain chain in the possession of Scotland Yard.
Have you ever heard of a ghost's fingerprints? Neither have I, but that chain isn't ghostly. You can see it today in the Black Museum.
Orson Welles will be back with you in just a moment.
Case was closed with traditional time.